This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There is no sign of truce taking hold in Sudan as foreign governments include the U.S. evacuate their diplomatic staffs. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Some 70 U.S. Embassy staffers have been airlifted from Sudan's capital, Khartoum, on the order from President Biden, who was advised that there is no end to the fighting between rival military factions. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, military analyst Steve Ganyard says the airlift was dangerous, but it appeared to go well.
Three special operations Chinooks flying 800 miles at 100 feet at night on night vision goggles, having to land halfway, get gas, come into Khartoum where there's active combat going on.
But for U.S. civilians, an estimated 16,000, the military said it was too risky to get them out, but the White House vowed to do what it can to help. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, Russia is claiming progress in the Battle of Bakhmut in Ukraine. VOA's Joe Ramsey tells us more.
Russia's defense ministry on Sunday said its forces had advanced in Bakhmut, while a top Ukrainian commander posted photographs with his forces saying they were holding the front line that runs through the city, all but destroyed in some of the bloodiest combat of the 14-month war. The Telegram post followed a statement by the Russian ministry its troops had secured two blocks in western districts, and airborne units were providing reinforcements to the north and south. Russia sees Bakhmut as a stepping stone to more advances in eastern Ukraine. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Jordan's foreign ministry says a Jordanian lawmaker has been arrested by Israel on a suspicion of smuggling weapons and gold into the occupied West Bank. The lawmaker was identified as Ahmad al-Adwan. This is VOA News. At least 47 bodies, according to Reuters, have been exhumed in southeastern Kenya in part of an investigation into a suspected religious cult led by a local pastor. Reuters' Alman Lee tells us more.
The remains are thought to belong to followers of a Christian cult who believed they would go to heaven if they starved themselves to death. The discovery of the mass graves is the latest chapter involving what police call the radicalized pastor, Paul McKenzie. McKenzie, the leader of the church, was subsequently arrested following a tip-off that suggested the existence of shallow graves belonging to his followers. Local media, citing police sources, reported that McKenzie was refusing to eat or drink while in police custody. The manager of a local children's home, Helen McCauley, who has been helping investigators, told reporters children were among the dead.
Around 3,000 migrants have begun what they call a mass protest procession through southern Mexico to demand the end of detention centers like the one that caught fire last month, killing 40 people. The migrants set out as early as Sunday from the city of Tepuchila near the Guatemalan border. Then they say their aim is to reach Mexico City, but in the past, many participants have continued on to the U.S. border. Former U.S. President Donald Trump defends his push to restrict abortion rights after a rebuke, while other Republican presidential hopefuls tout their commitment before a gathering of influential evangelicals. AP correspondent Julie Walker tells us more.
Trump used a taped speech Saturday at the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition to highlight his actions as president to try to restrict abortion rights, like adding Supreme Court justices that would ultimately reverse Roe v. Wade. Trump's position that abortion restrictions should be left up to the states drew a sharp rebuke Thursday from the Susan B. Anthony pro-life group. His former Vice President Mike Pence used his speech to celebrate Trump's efforts and to take a bit of the credit for himself by calling the SCOTUS appointments the most important of all the accomplishments of the administration. Pence also says he'd support a 15-week national ban while his advocacy group has pushed for 6 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
A top elections official in Myanmar has been fatally shot in Yangon in the latest attack attributed to militants opposed to military rule. The Information Office media reports in a statement of responsibility from an urban guerrilla group said that the Deputy Director General of the military appointed Union Election Commission was shot multiple times in his car Saturday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.